Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివరధారి జయ యశోదనందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 14 అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ 41.
కచ్చిత్వం బ్రహ్మణం బాలం గాం వృద్ధం రోగిణం స్త్రియం శరణోపస్పృష్టం సత్వం నత్యాక్షీ శరణప్రదః. కచ్చిత్వం బ్రాహ్మణం బాలం గాం వృద్ధం రోగిణం స్త్రియం శరణోపస్పృష్టాన్ సత్వం నత్యాక్షీహి శరణప్రదః. కచ్చిత్వం బ్రాహ్మణం బాలం గాం వృద్ధం రోగిణం స్త్రియం శరణోపస్పృష్టం సత్వం నత్యాక్షీహి శరణప్రదః.
వాట్ టు వెడ్ మీనింగ్ కచ్చిత్
Veda, Vedar, Tvam, yourself, Brahmanam, the Brahmanas, Balam, the child, Gam, the cow, Vriddham, old, Roginam, the diseased, Striyam, the women, Sharana Upasatam, having approached the protection, Sattvam, any living being, Na, whether, Atyakshihi, not given shelter, Sharanapradaha, deserving protection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. You are always the protector of the deserving living beings, such as Brahmanas, children, cows, women, and the diseased. Could you not give them protection when they approached you for shelter? Purport. The Brahmanas, who are always engaged in researching knowledge for the society's welfare work, both materially and spiritually, deserve the protection of the king in all respects. Similarly, the children of the state, the cow, the diseased person, the women, and the old men specifically require the protection of the state or a Kshatriya king. If such living beings do not get protection by the Kshatriya or the royal order or by the state, it is certainly shameful for the Kshatriya or the state. If such things had actually happened to Arjuna, Maharaj Yudhishthir was anxious to know about these discrepancies. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijada Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patit Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kachitvam Brahmanam Balam Gam Vriddham Roginam Striyam Sharano Upashrutam Sattvam Natyakshi Sharanapradaha. You are always the protector of the deserving living beings, such as Brahmanas, children, cows, women, and the diseased. could you not give them protection when they approached you for shelter? Hare Krishna. So we are discussing the first canto of this chapter 14 entitled The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. Arjuna had been to Dwaraka to find out the well-beings of the Dwarakavasis, and there he understands that the Yadus, they all killed each other in the battle due to the curse of a saint, and Krishna also disappeared from this material world. So this is Krishna's arrangement that nobody in the world could harm his Yadus, Yadavas, who are very powerful, unless Krishna destroys them or they themselves. Krishna cannot do that because they are his dear devotees. So Krishna arranged that they themselves attacked each other and they left their body. But how anything can happen like this? Krishna has spoken in the Gita, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotees will never perish, Arjuna. So these particular incidents of Yadus attacking each other is a leela, a pastime. So the Yadavas, who are the associates of Krishna, many have descended from, all of them descended from the spiritual world. And at the same time, many demigods, when Krishna appeared, the demigods were also instructed that they should appear in the earth so that their desire of killing the demons such as Kamsa will be fulfilled, and they will also be part of that. So the demigods are also entered into the bodies of these associates of Krishna. So when this particular incident took place that Yadavas are fighting with each other, so they are leaving the body is nothing but the demigods who were in their body, they left their this associate's body and went back to their heavenly planets. And the Dwarakavasis, apparently they were attacking each other, but actually they all again went back into the eternal pastime of Krishna in Dwaraka. So these are the external thing of, you know, fighting and killing, and even Krishna's leaving his own body. But there is no destruction for Krishna's devotees or Krishna's devotees' body also, because they are all eternal. But nevertheless, here Arjuna was not able to get the association of Krishna and their devotees. They disappeared from the sight. They disappeared from the manifested pastime. So Arjuna is coming back to Hastinapura, and he was not even able to speak anything. So that time Yudhishthir Maharaj, who learned from Narada Muni about the signs of Krishna's disappearance, so he also started feeling different bad omens, and seeing Arjuna's dejected face, he's speaking various things. So here in this verse, Arjuna is asking that Kachitvam Brahmanam Balam Gam Vriddham Roginam Striyam Sarano Pashrutam Sattvam. So these are the names he mentioned. Who are the Brahmanas? The Balam, the children. Gam, the cows. Vriddham, the elderly persons. Roginam, the diseased people. Striyam, women. Sarano Pashrutam, those have come to you for asking shelter. So any of these members have come to you and you have failed to give them shelter. Is it that happened, that's why? Or are you feeling ashamed of yourself, or you're feeling dejected. So, in the Srila Prabhupada Rishan, the purport, that these are the people in the societies have to be given protection. The brahmanas who are always engaged in researching knowledge for the society's welfare work, both materially and spiritually. So the brahmanas has to be given protection because the brahmanas are like the brain of the society. Unless the vision is there, the body cannot, and unless eyes are there, the body cannot function, body cannot go further. So they are like, the eyes may not be very powerful organ. Physically, it's very soft. The hands and legs are more powerful. So the beauty of hands is to protect the eye. So if somebody comes near or some kind of danger happens, immediately the hands goes and covers the eyes, isn't it? So like that, the brahmanas has to be protected. It's not just the brahmanas, mean the certain sectarian people who are by birth or castes. It is those who are doing the job of guiding the societies, giving direction to the society. So these are the brahmanas. They should be given protection. And the similarly, children, kids, who are also doesn't have bodily strength, they should be protected. The cows has to be protected. Even the cow looks very bigger animal, bigger than the human beings in size and power. But they need to be protected. Why? Because their maintenance is dependent on the human beings. It's, cows are not like other animals, like they can themselves grow in the forest like lion or tiger or a deer like that. They need to be cared by the humans and they need to be protected. So the cows has to be protected. Go raksha. In fact, the word given is raksha means not just cow care, but it's cow protection, because the cows can be an object of attack in various ways. So it has to be protected. So the protection of the cows, because in those times the wealth of a person or a king is it is noted by how much grains he has, how many cows he has. So the wealth of the society is the cows and grains and gold and these things. So when there is an invaluable thing, it is naturally can be stolen by other kings or attacked by other kings. So that's why protection is given. Cow protection. The cows has to be protected. And women is also has to be protected. Sometimes they say that they are not respected so much in Indian culture or Vedic system. The women is always seen not so important or less like that. But actually it is not so. It is because the value is given, so much of importance is given. Just like if you have a gold diamond or a jewelry. So when you say that you are keeping that in a very safe place in the locker, it doesn't mean that it is not, it is not given respect or it has given importance. Because it is importance, we are always been spoken about their safety. You know, the most secured place it is protected in the home or in the bank lockers. You know. So it's like that. The woman has to be protected, cared for. Of course, in the diseased. So that's why in the Vedic system culture that when a person goes to visit another person, he doesn't go empty-handed. When you go to see a relatives, always they carry something, some gifts like that, isn't it? Never go empty-handed. So when we go to see a place where the children are there, we have to carry something what the child, they need to be carried. You know. When you are going to see a diseased person in the hospital, we should carry something. Not necessarily what the diseased person like, but what he needs. You know, if he is admitted in the hospital because of sugar, If we carry what he likes, some sweets or something, then it's not good. So you have to carry what he needs. So for the kids, you may take something what they like. For the diseased person, you may take what they need. Similarly, to see a sadhu carry some auspicious things. Also, when we go and see the deities in the temple, we should not go empty-handed, generally, general principle, that we should carry something. What you should carry? You carry to the temple deity what you like. So that is nice. So, kids, you take what they like. For Krishna, you take what you like. So I like to, you know, wear nice dress, you know. Okay, carry good, you know, cloth for Krishna. I like to eat very opulent things. Okay, offer Krishna, you know, opulent bhoga. I like to wear nice ornaments. Offer Krishna nice ornaments. So in this way, by doing these things, gradually we understand that we are not the enjoyer. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna is the enjoyer. We are not the enjoyer. So the enjoying tendency gradually diverted, and we realize that Krishna is actually the enjoyer. So in this way, these personalities, the kids, the diseased people, the elderly person, the brahmana, sadhus, they should be taken care. And it's even a general principle that the people in this world, in each other dealings, there is a care is given. Always they carry something. Don't go empty-handed. At least if nothing is there, some kind of words are spoken, some kind of gestures are given so that they have been. There is a respect is given, mutual care is given. So it is a Prabhupada writes here, the duty of a Kshatriya king to give protection to all. So the Vedic culture or Sanatana Dharma doesn't just speak about the transcendental things, things beyond this world, things out of this world. Many times there is a complaint that, you know, in your religion or system of you know, philosophy, that you always speak about you know, heaven or talk about spiritual world. You don't speak about the reality. You're all people who want to escape. You're all pessimistic, or you are all always negative about this material living, happy living, and you're always talking about something which will achieve after we die, you know. So people sometimes they think like that or complain. That's why people are afraid when you speak about spirituality. They say, okay, we'll see later, you know. When we become old, we'll enjoy nicely this life, then we'll see later, you know. It's like that people have some ideas. But actually speaking, the whole system of Sanatana Dharma, it is actually focused on both things. In fact, it gives very much importance about our life in this world, also about our body which we are having, you know. So it is, in fact, the Shastras again tells, Sharira Madhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. The body is a means by which you can perform spiritual activities, you know. So it never speaks about negligence, even though a lot of emphasis are given about austerities, tapasya and all. But it never neglected the bodily necessities. That's why in other religious systems, they got only one focus, you know, one thing that they speak about, you know, some vague understanding of God and heaven like that. But they don't so much having any much understanding about how to lead a life in this world also, you know. But in Sanatana Dharma, if we say that so much of emphasis, so much of details are given that how one should lead a happy life here, happy life in this world. So that's why the care is given for society's welfare. Here the protection has to be given for brahmanas and the kids and the women, all these classes. These are all basically what bodily designation, bodily identification, bodily necessities. Even though Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suni Cheva Supakecha Pandita Samadarshinaha, that, you know, we should see the spirits all present in these various bodies, we should not see the external things. But at the same time, here if you see, they are specifically mentioning about the body, that the Brahmana means what? Brahmana or a Kshatriya, Vaishya, these are all bodily designation. It's not the designation of our spirit soul, but it's bodily designation. So why these things are given? One should be thinking that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, servant of Krishna. But these things are given. In fact, to such an extent that there are different scriptures specifically for dealing about the bodily necessities. So we have got, for example, we have got various kinds of scriptures. Angani, Veda Chattvaraha, Purana, Mimamsa, Nyaya Vistara, Dharma Shastram Cha, Vidya, Eta, Chaturdasha. So 14 branches of knowledge, plus even another 4. So these 4 Vedas are there and Sadangas are there. So many departments of knowledge, we don't go into the details of them. So one of the departments of knowledge is Ayurveda. So what Ayurveda is meant for? Ayurveda isn't meant for, you know, how to go to the, how one should chant Hare Krishna. Is it the Ayurveda book is meant for that? So Ayurveda is a book, a scripture given by the Lord Himself to take care of this body. So why? Because Sharira Madhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. The body is a means by which we can perform perfect our life. So unless the body is fit, unless body is healthy, one cannot perform any spiritual duties, at least in the beginning stage. So we got both gross body and subtle body. So Ayurveda is dealing with this body, that how one should take care of this body, you know, what one should eat, when one should eat, how one should fast, how one should be healthy, how one should protect oneself from the disease, how one should protect being, how one should protect even before the disease attack them. If the disease comes, then what they should do. So many details are given. Is there any religion which has a scripture only deals with the body, even though we get complained that, you know, you speak all the time about renunciation and, you know, our spiritual world. No, we have a separate department which only deals about the body. So the body has to be protected from the attack of the disease so that we can perform our spiritual duty. So many times we see people have so many great field of knowledge and departments dedicated for the physical well-being, you know, exercises and fitness and so many gyms, and people are attracted nowadays. It's very fashion that people have gym in their own house also. For what? To keep the body strong. For what? So that I can enjoy the body. I can use this body as much as possible for a long time, you know, as much as possible. Enjoy this body. But here, when Ayurveda speaks about the body, it doesn't see the separate unit. It is, body is not just the body. Body connected with the needs of the spirit soul, needs of our spiritual well-being. So that's why it is Ayurveda. Veda means, with means knowledge. Knowledge means, and all the knowledge is coming from the Vedas. It is a source of both spiritual and material knowledge. So Prabhupada writes here, the Brahmanas who are always engaged in researching knowledge for the society's welfare work, both materially and spiritually. So we never discriminate that this is material, this is spiritual. So material things also necessary, it's important. Unless we have a sound body, healthy body, how can you think about spiritual duties? So the great emphasis is given how one should be yukta hara viharasya yukta cheshtasa karmasu. You know, Krishna speaks about the bodily necessities, how one should eat, what food one should eat, what one should not eat, how one should be happy, how one should enjoy life. So these things are emphasized. So if the body is fit, then the mind is fit also, so one can engage in Krishna's service. So the body is protected, has to protect from the disease, so that we have a department of knowledge, Ayurveda Shastra. So even the individual bodies are protected, but still the society we are living in, that has to be protected. Somebody may be very healthy, but the people around you are rascals, rogues and thieves. or if you have threat that any time another country can attack you, will you be able to, you know, perform your spiritual duties? So we see here in the Ukraine situation, Ukraine is, you know, another country is attacking, neighbors are attacking, so many political maneuvers is going on there. So, is it people can enjoy life there? It's very difficult. Or they can perform spiritual duties also peacefully? It's very difficult, you know. You have to protect the deities, you have to protect the devotees' life, you have to get your food so that you can offer to Krishna deities. So it's very anxiety is there, a lot of anxiety. So the society has to be protected. The society has to be protected from the external attacks. So body is an individual unit which has to be protected from the disease. And the society, people who are living in the society, they have to be protected from the enemies. So that the people in the society can peacefully perform their dharma. So to perform dharma, the society has to be protected. So who protects the society? The king protects the society. Now in this situation, the state has to protect the society. The government has to protect the society. That's why Prabhupada very, very beautifully that when he speaks about this shloka, he writes in the purport, if such living beings do not get protection by the kshatriya or the royal order or by the state. Prabhupada did not just stop the kshatriya or king. He knows the present scenario, if people may think that we are not the king, why we should protect? So Prabhupada says, or royal order or by the state. So the state has to give protection to the people so that they are not in fearful situation. So you don't know when they will drop bomb on your head. You know, then how will be able to perform your duties peacefully? How will you be able to perform your dharma peacefully? So the society has to be protected by the kshatriya order. So how it can be done? That has to be some, just like the body, how it can be protected. The body is just next to us. Because we don't know how to deal with this body. We don't know how to operate this, isn't it? How to operate means how to, you know, run this body. So we need some other's help. So the doctor has to be there. Physician has to be there. And a physician understand the body also by learning from medical books. And medical book is taught by the physician. So there has to be a department of knowledge, experts, and the books has to be there. So we got Ayurveda Shastra for that. Even though they may not be expert people, but it is a science given, and may not be used so much nowadays. Nowadays it's becoming more famous also, but even in spite of not so much expertise, it is there. But the other modern science, Sampati we should have, isn't it? You know. Don't be a widow. Allopathy, homeopathy, or naturopathy, sampathy, one should have to run the body. So all these things are coming from particular field of knowledge. Some books are there, some expert people have written research. So similarly, how to protect the society from the enemies? So there has to be some kind of guidance, guidance has to be given. So that guidance is given by the kings in the olden days. The kings get guidance from his other kings, his father like that. And how the generations of the kings get guidance from? Guidance from the Shastras. So there is a Shastra called Dhanurveda, which speaks about how one can protect the country from the enemy's attack. So that the country can be protected from the enemies. Again, what is the protection is for? The protection is that the country, if it is protected, then the king can rule the country in the righteous way according to dharma, according to the shastras, according to Manush direction, Manu dharma, and so that people can perform their dharma properly in the society without getting fear and anxiety. You know, what else we need? Then we also, the king can protect the country from the enemy's attack, but the external enemy, the other kingdom. But there can be a trouble given within the country also. There can be thieves within the country. There can be people who are want to do conspiracy within the country, in the palace itself. The king has to be very vigilant and careful. Who is trying to do politics within the society? Are people who are rogues and thieves and those who are... They are not outside kingdoms, some enemies. They are directly coming with their army. But within the country, you know, the most of the threat a country can face is within than the without, the other countries. They are the most dangerous people. So the king has to protect the society attacks from within, the social attacks. So how he can do that? So he has to be well equipped and trained. He cannot just take a sword and kill his own people like that, how he can attack other countries. Very, very dangerous enemy. So how they should be handled, how they should be taken care. Some people may have hold lot of wealth, but they don't give it away. So how we should take care of that? So there is a particular guidance is given to the king or the state, So there is a department of knowledge for that, So that's called as Arthashastra, which deals with how a king should conduct his kingdom carefully, He should collect tax, But collecting tax shouldn't trouble the people. Just like a honey bee goes and collects honey from the flower. So when the honey bee sits on the flower, the flower is already a soft thing. And honey bee sits on the flower. And it puts its sharp, nose or teeth, whatever, mouth inside that flower. And it sucks the honey. But in doing all these things, it doesn't give trouble to the flower. Slightly goes and takes its... And also it helps the trees in, pollination. It helps the flower, And then it takes right amount of honey and just comes out. Similarly, a king should take care of the prajas. When he collects tax also, he should not bother the people. He should not give so much pain to the people. Gives tax as much as necessary, so that people are not hoarding wealth. At the same time, they should have enough thing for their own physical well-being, family well-being, social well-being, and he collects tax from the people. And also he makes sure that the people are not cheating the government. He makes sure that the people are not doing some kind of conspiracy against the government. So these guidance are given by Shastra. So the scriptures are there and the guidance are there, documentations are there. So king follows that and performs his duties. So that the society is protected from the internal enemies. For what? When the society is protected from the internal enemies, people can perform dharma. So everything comes back to the dharma, spiritual practice. So for that, the society has to be protected. So a person is protected individually from the bodily disease by the Ayurvedic Shastra. A person is protected from the external enemies by Dhanurveda, powerful weapon and the science of weapon, how to use the weapons. The king has to be equipped with that. It is his duty. So if the king is not powerful enough, then if somebody else does that, then there is imbalance in the society. A brahmanas can also attack, can protect himself by his powers. But when a brahmana does that, his piety reduces. So brahmana does the job of a kshatriya, he has a capability, he can do, so powerful enough, but his power diminishes by that. But that's why we say when Vishwamitra has a power to, he was a kshatriya before, he was a great powerful rishi. He can himself handle Tataka and other demons. But why he called for Ram? Because if Vishwamitra does the job of destroying the demons, his power will reduce. But the kshatriya does that, the kshatriya's power increases, his piety increases actually. Because that is his duty. So the kshatriya has to do these things. So he has to be equipped with that knowledge, he has to be taught, he has to be powerful enough to do all these things. So that we have got separate shastra for that, The guidance has to be given. So there's a care is given. So these are all not spiritual things, these are all right here, the problems they are solving in this world. It's not something we are just talking about, transcendental things. So the body is a reality in the present, it's there, it has to be taken care. The society we are living with, it has to be taken care. Protection has to be there. And still, these protections are given, but there is mind is there, there is, there are your body is well protected, and there is the king is protecting the country from the external enemies and internal enemies, the various shastra. But still, all that time if you do spiritual activities, you know, every day come to temple, every day for 5 hours you do japa, every day for hours together you read scriptures. Everybody cannot do that. So we have a very spiritual, very a tapasya called spiritual practice. Spiritual practice essentially means not every time you feel ecstatic happiness while performing spiritual duties. Spiritual duties means it is a tapas. What is tapasya means? Prabhupada gives the definition. Voluntarily acceptance of inconvenience for the higher caste. So voluntarily we are accepting some inconvenience. So people go, okay, Monday I fast for Lord Shiva. Ekadashi day I will fast for, you know, pleasure of Krishna. So this is not a blissful activity. Blissful means not immediately gives you some kind of sensation in your body or happiness. It is some inconvenience. The stomach is, you know, calling for, you know, asking for food, and the tongue is asking to drink water. Yeah. So we are giving some inconvenience. So when you do such kind of stressful activities, of course, when you it is activity of happiness, because that we feel happiness in performing certain tapasya, that is different thing. But while doing tapasya, it gives some kind of pain and some kind of stress. When the Ekadashi will end, when this fast will end, you know. So that kind of, some kind of pressure is there in the mind and brain. So we need some kind of recreation also in life. So is there any recreation aspect is there in the Sanatana Dharma? Yes. A lot of recreation is there. Recreation means what? You want to hear some nice, you know, music. You want to see some movies, some place. You want to see some, go to some place for relaxation. Not all the time in temple, or not all the time, you know, doing heavy spiritual practice. So that avenue is also given. So there is avenue for movies, in the sense there are a lot of dramas are there. So the sages have written dramas, you know, nice place they have written. So the kathas are there, you know. So there is a venture for watching dramas. There is a separate field out called Nataka Shastra is given, you know, dramas are given. And there is music department, so much of music one can hear, you know. Of course, when a person becomes more advanced in spiritual practice, when a person becomes more focused, he makes it everything spiritualized. But in the Varnashrama system, in the Sanatana Dharma, not everybody will be on that high spiritual platform. So, even somebody want to gradually elevate, there is avenues are given. Okay, you can hear some sattvic music, you can hear some plays and dramas which are involves romance and heroism, and you know, all these things are allowed, and there are rules and regulations are given, what kind of dramas can be performed, how the drama should be there, what kind of play one can see. So hundreds of dramas we got. Raghu Vamsha drama is there, Abhijnata Shakuntala Kalidas have written, and you know, Kirat Arjuniyam, so many dramas are there. So people can watch dramas, and now there's a recreation in India previous time, in the evening time people come together, watch dramas, play, and nice music. So this the mind is relaxed from the stressed life, you know. Nice music one hears, nice dramas one sees. So in this way, the mind, emotional quotient, all these things are also taken care of. So physical care, mental care, and the society is protected from the enemy's attacks. So they are leading a peaceful life. People are protected from internal attack. So when such things are given, then one can speak question about, okay, now I can perform my spiritual practice. So it is not that we are being kind of people think that my independence are being, you know, robbed if I take to spiritual life. My family will be, that's what people think, you know. Even in fact, Arjuna was trying to do that. He was trying to leave Krishna, leave his duty, and he wanted to go to forest, you know. I'll go away, I'll just lead a life of renunciate. But Krishna pulls him back, you know. That take your Gandhi and fight in the battle. So he makes him work actually. He's bringing back into the society. So even though it is the other way, but people have still some misconception. So, but here is how the wholesome approach of Sanatana Dharma, that you know, everything is, every aspect of life is taken care, you know. So when a person advances further and further, so because of his advancement, then the Shastra gives him guidance. So that's why Sanatana Dharma, so to say, Hindu religion as of now, it has a great advantage that it is all encompassing, wholesome approach. But also, when it is not properly understood, it can also create a lot of confusions amongst people's life. And because we don't have just one book, we have got, you know, this, I explained, you know, so many varieties of Shastra, so many varieties of departments, and they give directions. So because of these things, sometimes people may get confused, which is for me, which is not for me, like that. So then when a person, with these, all this help, when he evolves in his spiritual and social responsibilities, then there are directions for him that how we should evolve in his choice, what he should take from these scriptures also. So that's why we need a guidance guru and an advanced person who sees all these differences from the Shastras and guides him. This is meant for you. So a person who is still in the materialistic concept of life, and he should also be given guidance towards spiritual life. So for him also there is a directions are given, how we should be living happily in this world in a righteous way, so that gradually he will come to the spiritual platform. So for him a different approach is given. And a person who is already understood the goal of life, and he is directly want to advance in spiritual life more faster and more focused way, for him different approach is given. So all are accommodated in this Sanatana Dharma. It's like a band entry where all kinds of birds are comes, you know. Even the parrot comes, the squirrel also moves around, and the pigeon also comes, even a bat also comes there. But the tree accommodates everybody according to their needs, you know, things are given. The Sanatana Dharma is like that. So when a person becomes more focused in spiritual life, so then for him he has to be very careful in discriminating from the Shastra. So the Ayurveda may tell that when a person he gets problem of disease such as cold or cough, that he may take certain medicines which may have onion and garlic, for example. So this is a recommendation from the book, but when a person is spiritually inclined and spiritually more want to evolve seriously, then he cannot tell that this is also a Shastra. So this is recommending, this is a medicine I can take, no. So that time, if he is not that serious disease, then for him, because he is in the mode of goodness, he is want to advance mode of goodness, the other alternations are given. So other recommendations are given. So person who is in the Rajoguna, or he still gradually want to leave it, so he may take to this medicine. So in the same Shastra also, different options are given, different grades, different gradation, according to gradation, different injections are given. So, and there the higher Shastras or the spiritual advanced people, they come and tell, this is not meant for you, even though it is a Shastra. So it's accommodative principle, you know. So for person who is want to take to the path of spirituality seriously, that you can take care of your body in other ways, other means. You can avoid these medicines, take, you know, other things like that, you know. But nevertheless, everybody is addressed in the Sanatana Dharma. That's why it creates apparent confusions and contradiction for people in general, and even the practitioners also. That's why they point out, what is this, so many gods, so many books, so many things, so confused, what we are supposed to do. And people take advantage of it, and they say, the Hinduism is not it's a way of life, anybody can do anything, freedom, you do anything. It's not like that, you know. Anybody can be here, but everybody has to do certain things. But people are not aware of that, then education is given. Because why? This is the problem. That Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, that have you given protection to all these people? So the state has to give, Kshatriya has to give protection. Kshatriya has to take care of the society. He has to take care of internal enemies, external enemies, and you should give facilitate for people to protect their own body. Then when these things are arranged, then spiritual life becomes very smooth. But now we are in a chaotic situation, chaotic society. So we cannot depend on all these things. So that's why the fast process is given, that with all kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti eka moho guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param braje, that you know, body is diseased body, any all these diseased unnatural circumstances, the disease can come at any time, people can die and they cannot even find a medicine for them. So you can't wait for having the body fit, whatever body is in this condition, perform these spiritual activities, duties. You know. But it's not a negligence, but the spiritual focus is given in the front line. And other things are, as much as possible, take care. So Arjuna is here, is lamenting for Krishna and disciples, even though the Yudhishthir Maharaj and Arjuna, they had all these other facilities. They got a healthy body and the society is protected from the other kings. Yudhishthir Maharaj is the king, unrivaled king of the planet, and the women are protected, the children are protected. But when Krishna is not there, see Yudhishthir Maharaj how he is feeling, Arjuna's what he is feeling, the life is finished. No. Vanjitoham Maharajan Harina Bandhurupina. Yename Apuratam Tejo Deva Ismapayanam Mahati. You know. That Krishna, Vanjitoham Maharaja, Yudhishthira Maharaja is telling them, my dear king, that I have been cheated, I have been deprived of the association of Krishna. So, these protection what we are discussing in this class, that these things are all like a setup or a guidance or a help so that we can perform our spiritual duties. You know, many countries we have peaceful life and no disease and no war threat and people are having a happy life, but no Krishna at all. Like that countries also can be there, but it is useless. You know, just they are just exhausting the piety of their ancestors. That's all. But here, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, even though he has all these things, but when he says Krishna is not there, get out of this place, you know. Krishna is actually the ability, you know. So Arjuna is feeling that, you know, when Krishna is not there, then I don't know anything actually. Tadvai danuste ishavaha sarato hayaste. The same, I have got the same bow, you know, same chariot. Ishavaha, same arrows I had, you know. Soham vrati nrupatayo veta anamanti. You know. All the kings and the demigods, they are all wondering. They always get excited about, you know, my powers, you know. Sarvam kshanena tadabhut asadivsha riktam. Within a moment, everything is taken away. Why? Bhaspam hutam kukaradham ivaptam ushyam. These things have become like a nothing in a second. Why? Krishna is not there. Example, what he is giving? In a potent seed is put in a barren land. Or oblation is given in the ash. So what is the use of the oblation given in the ash? You know, when you put the potent seed in the barren land, it doesn't give any sprouts. It doesn't sprout out. You know. So these kinds of things become useless when Krishna is not there. You know. So when Krishna is there, these things are useful. So similarly, when these our life in this world, our body is in this world, our mind in this world has to be used in the service of Krishna, in spiritual practice. When you are using that, then they become valuable. Otherwise, they are useless. So, in order to use them in Krishna's service, in order to practice our spiritual duties, then these things are very much important. Without this, we cannot do. Even though we say we are not this body, the body has to be there. Through this body only we can chant, we can hear, we can see. So they are very important. Only if it is focused, its goal is Krishna. Without that, it is useless. So there is a difference between a Vedic system and the Asuric system. The Asuras also won't have like this, a peaceful kingdom, country, no enemy should attack, everybody should have a wealthy lifestyle, everything, they don't want Krishna. But this cannot happen. They fail miserably. But here, in spiritual life also, we want all these things. We want healthy body, healthy lifestyle, peaceful society. And for this only, all the arrangements are made. All the the system is given all these facilities. The shastras are there. You know, we don't have only just Bhagavad Gita. We don't have just only Srimad Bhagavatam. We got all departments of knowledge. Everything is taken care of. All helps are given, but one has to take to this, you know. One has to accept all these facilities, and just like a body is a dead matter, the soul is a living force. So life is most important. Similarly, all this help is given for this bodily necessities, but for what? So that the life is protected, you know. Otherwise, what is use of scripture says? The dead body is decorated by the ornaments, golden ornaments. What is the use of that? People throw the body away. Similarly, the society, everything are given protection, given all opportunities. For what? So that we can understand Krishna and get out of this place, you know. So, leading a life here happily, healthy body, nice relationship, family life, nothing is rejected. Everything can be there. Pandavas led the similar thing. They had a very beautiful family. Draupadi is there. Kunti Maharani is there. There are a lot of difficulties. But they fought. They overcome. They had a peaceful life. King, opulences are there. But for what? Krishna. He performed Rajasuya sacrifice for what? To glorify Krishna. To worship Krishna. So when Krishna is not there, at the moment, Asat Isha Riktam. Asat. What is Sat become Asat Isha Riktam? When Krishna is not there, the Sat become Asat. Asat means it's not there. But it is very much there. The kingdom is there. The palace is there. Nobody is attacking Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Sat become Asat for him. What is Asat means? In the absence of Krishna, even things which are there in front of you, but they are not there in front of you because they are useless. So immediately Yudhishthira Maharaj will lead in next chapter. He leaves everything. So similarly, we are given this facility. Krishna has given us this human body. Krishna has given us the developed senses, intelligence, the shastras, and Krishna's grace. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a spiritual gift also, love for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada made it more tangible by giving us a facility that how we can use our human life in practicing practical spiritual life, you know. So we have to utilize all these things. We don't have to do anything. The Brahmanas were always engaged in both material research and both material and spiritual. So Prabhupada says, all the research have been already done. Nana, Shastraike, Vicharaneke, Nipunav. All the Goswamis have done the research. Everything is presented to us. What we have to do? Only just take both your hands and accept it. Accept and enjoy it and practice it, you know. As Prabhupada said, Japataka Swami, Bhavanandpur, that I give only Mayapur, you know. Develop it and enjoy it, you know. So we don't even develop or somebody is developing, you know. So we have to enjoy it. So how we can enjoy? Just accept the process. You know. Take care of the body, healthy as much as possible. Keep your mind cool, have a good relationship and practice spiritual life. Even the, focus on Krishna. Even the body doesn't help also. Still focus on Krishna. But at least we should understand that all the helps and facilities and opportunities are given. Only thing what you have to do, take it. And that by taking it is actually our gratitude to our Acharya. So Lord Srila Prabhupada wants, take it and distribute others. Hare Krishna. I stop here. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for a wonderful class.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram.
My question is, we are taught that absence of Krishna is basically absence of Krishna consciousness. When we see something and not connected with Krishna, that is what is Maya. Actually, everything is connected to Krishna. The absence of that vision is actually absence of Krishna. Now, all the Pandavas lived their entire life seeing everything's connection with Krishna. How that Krishna's physical absence makes them feel such a void that they just want to quit. I mean, we all live where Krishna is physically absent, and we have given an education that we have to see everything's connection with Krishna and work. So how is that the Pandavas did work like that for whole life, but at the end suddenly they can't see Krishna because of his physical absence and they just want to quit? So how to relate and understand it?
Hare Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas, they have got both experience. They were living with Krishna. Many times Krishna comes to Hastinapura just to give you appreciation to Pandavas. They also lived a life where Krishna is not there with them. Many times during the Vanavas, Krishna was not there. All the time it's Krishna, that Krishna was there with them. So they experienced both life in union with Krishna and in separation from Krishna. So it's not that Yudhishthira Maharaj cannot perform his spiritual duties or material duties if Krishna is not physically present next to him. They already proved that. And how a person can be Krishna conscious in the presence of Krishna and also in the absence of Krishna, physical absence of Krishna. So the natural feeling that when Krishna is not physically present, the person feels he laments and he feels separation. So that is a natural feeling that should be there, otherwise they cannot be devotees. So we cannot say that when Krishna is physically not there, by vision, by understanding, by philosophically, I understand Krishna is next to me, so I don't feel the difference. You know, when Krishna comes, or Krishna, you don't have to come, I'll understand that you are there with me. So we cannot, the devotee don't say like that. They are always looking for Krishna's physical presence, Krishna's personal presence, and they lament when they feel missing and Krishna is not physically present. That is actually in the mood of the devotees. So Vrindavan is percolating around this, you know, separation and union. When Krishna is in present, they are ecstatic. When Krishna is not there, they are feeling separation. You know, but the separation is always accompanied by the union, and union becomes enhanced by the separation. You know, only separation is only miserable. So Vrindavan has both sides. So it is a natural. So, but Yudhishthira Maharaj, who also underwent separation of Krishna in the previous his life, and what is the difference between this and this separation that they are feeling Krishna disappear? The difference is that it is almost same only, nothing much different. But here, the separation of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to quit everything and he is feeling empty. That is a time for Pandavas to hand over the kingdom to next generation, and this material world is a temporary place that everybody has to one day leave. So they wanted to leave this place and they want to enter into Krishna's eternal pastime. So, and they have to set an example for the society that a king should also retire. A king should leave, and they should also teach a lesson to the people that when Krishna is present in the earth, it is a different earth. And Krishna is not there, it is not the same. So they have to set an example for people also. So, because ordinary people, for them, they cannot understand Krishna's presence. They don't even value Krishna so much. Then only they can value Krishna's presence and separation. First, you have to understand this is a valuable thing. But diamond is not a glass particle. You should understand that. Then you can value when diamond is there with you. And you feel missing that diamond is not there with you. If you think diamond is a glass piece, whether it is there with you or it is not there with you, doesn't make any difference. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj has set an example for people that Krishna's presence in the world is like a diamond present in the in a necklace. Krishna's not present means it is a void. So he is showing the people that how he is actually missing Krishna and he wants to get out of this world. Krishna is not there. Otherwise, Yudhishthira Maharaj could continue also. Other devotees, many devotees continued after Krishna's disappearance also. So these are all various angles of vision. But you understand that union and separation have a different connotation. And when devotees feel Krishna's absence, actually feeling the reality, and they are miserable. Hare but the misery is spiritual transcendental ecstasy. We are not able to understand that. But because they are feeling Krishna's presence.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram
so,
Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Some class created so many questions in my mind that.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
The essence of your class is that Vedic religion is a complete religion, isn't it?
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
So,
Hare Krishna, 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 as far as you said about Ayurveda,
Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram,
are there so many disciplines of medical science covered in Ayurveda? Like cardiology,
Hare Ram,
mental
Ram,
health,
Ram, Ram,
surgery, or orthopedy for that matter. And what about the tax evaders?
Ayurveda department, I don't have detailed understanding, but it has lot of varieties are there. Sukshruta and Charaka Samhitas are there. Some are more deep into certain things and some other books dealing with other things. Definitely various, all the diseases are taken care of and surgery is also mentioned there. But I don't know the details, but certainly it is mentioned there. The king regarding tax and all, that is also various, how one should deal with the poor people, how one should deal with tax evaders, all these details are given in Arthashastra. I have just mentioned about the departments. Within the department also various books are there, various details are there. Definitely, I'm not aware of that, but I'm just giving you the name of the department. And then, I know just like these are the colleges are there, but you go there, so many details are there.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.